This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakra Baden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message.
Hello. Kakra began a new series titled Rendezvous. Yesterday, he explained that, in life, you can be wrongly placed if you miss your rendezvous with God. Let's join him today as he continues to explain this concept with other biblical examples.
It reminds me of Elijah. God said to Elijah in 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 4, "Thou shalt drink of the water of the brook. I have commanded the ravens to feed you." He was in the land, but God said, "Listen, there's a certain river. Build your house by that river. Rent an apartment by that river. Live with somebody by that river. But by all means, live by that river." He said, "I have commanded ravens to feed you." So there he was. Ravens were feeding him. He lived there till the river ran dry. If he were a Ghanaian Christian, he would go for all night and pray that the river will return. That river will never return. Sometimes you need a change of heart, location. There are people standing by dry rivers praying that the river will return. That river will not return. God said to him in verse 9, "Arise, get to thee to Zarephath, unto the city of Zidon. I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee." When the river dried, he didn't call for more prayers. God didn't tell him, "Pray more because there are witches by the river. They've drank all the water." No. He didn't say that the people in your family, witches in your family, they are drinking the water. That's why the water is finished. He said to him, "Look, when it comes to blessings and locations," he said, "I move from place to place." So he said to me, "Move." So there he was. He went to another place called Zidon. And there he found a widow woman. He said, "I have commanded that widow woman to sustain you." Some of us, we are struggling where we are. Why? Because the place where God has commanded that you should be sustained, they are waiting for you with food, but you are struggling because you are in the wrong place, location. Put your hands together for Jesus. Let's give him glory. Now listen. I'm going to my next point now. The second point is that because of this principle, God makes a rendezvous with his people. Rendezvous. The title of my sermon this morning is Rendezvous. It's a French word which has been adapted into English. What does rendezvous mean? It means to arrange to meet somebody at a specific place and at a specific time. So it's to arrange a meeting. So as I say, when I say, let's rendezvous, meet at, on the run. Let's rendezvous at on the run at 4 p.m. It means we are meeting there at that particular place and at that particular time for a meeting. It means I'm meeting you there. Because of this principle, God makes a rendezvous with his people. He sets different meeting times with his people at different locations. What we need to do as Christians is that we must develop spiritually to be able to know when God is calling a meeting and when we should appear at certain places. May you be found at the right place at the right time. Because of that, God makes a rendezvous with his people. That is, throughout the scriptures, he arranges to meet his people and to bless them at certain locations. Take Isaac, for example. In Genesis chapter 26, verse 1, the Bible says, there was a famine in that land, besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham, Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. The Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. He was about to move. Then God said, no, don't move. I have a rendezvous with you, and it is in this place. If you move to a place where you think is more prosperous, rather you become poor. But stay in this poor country. It is in this poor country that I have made a rendezvous with you to bless you. Verse 12. Then Isaac sold in that land, that same land. And the Lord blessed him. The man was great. He went forward and grew until he became very great. 14 says he had flocks and herds, men servants and men servants, and the Philistines, they envied him. When you make a rendezvous with God, your blessings will be so much, your neighbors will envy you. Can I hear your amen? Oh, your amen is too weak. Can I hear your amen? An example. If you take something like marriage, to meet the right person to marry, God will make a rendezvous with you. Sometimes you are married to the wrong person because you went to the wrong place. You met at Kakai Disco. Wrong place. Marital blessings. It comes from making a rendezvous with God. God can arrange so that you meet the right person at the right place at the right time. May we meet the right people at the right place at the right time. Take somebody like Isaac. Isaac was 40 years old and he was not married. Like some of the men in this church. 40 years. They are not married. It's serious. But in this coming year, the marital blessings hits the technical room. Isaac wasn't married. His father was worried. Genesis 24 verse 1. Abraham was old, well stricken in age. The Lord had blessed him in all things. But he had one problem. His son is not married. Verse 2. Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house, thou ruled over his whole house, put thy hand under my thigh, and now make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven, and the God of the earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites amongst whom I dwell, but thou shalt go to my country and my kindred and take a wife unto my son. God realized that this man, he can't talk. I must send somebody to talk for him. There are some people, they can't talk. Somebody has to talk for them. So Isaac's wife, he didn't go and talk. They sent somebody. So they sent the servant. And the servant traveled to the land. And he prayed in verse 14 and said, O God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Good speed means luck. Yeah. We call it luck. Then he said, behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come to draw water. Now he was praying to God. He said, this is my prayer. Let it come to pass, the damsel means young girl, to whom I shall say, give me water to drink. And she shall say, drink, and I'll give thy camels also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed. It's not by chance. Appointed. It's not by luck. Appointed. It's a rendezvous. Appointed for thy servant, Isaac. This wife was not a wife where he was. Isaac could not have found a wife where he was. Their wife was somewhere else. They had to pray that God will make a rendezvous, that they will meet at a particular time. And after their prayer, lo and behold, Rebecca showed up. Some of us, the person you're supposed to marry is in Morocco. May some wind carry you to Morocco. I said, may some wind carry you to Morocco. Even in marriage, there are specific locations where the person you are supposed to marry, that person is there. But you need God to make what? A rendezvous. In ministry, you need the same. Sometimes in ministry, people don't do well in ministry, not because they are not called, but because they are in the wrong place. When Paul started his ministry, he started in Jerusalem. That's where he started. Then God spoke to him in a vision. He said, get thee quickly out of Jerusalem. Acts 22 verse 8. For they will not receive thy testimony concerning me. He said, if you start your church here, you will never do well in ministry. Anointed! But that was not the rendezvous. That was not the place where God had arranged for Paul to carry out his ministry. So God said, you can fast, you can pray, Paul, but if you stay in this place, the ministry, it will never work. In Luke chapter 10, the Bible says, after these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself will come. They just didn't go to any city. They went to particular cities because he was coming to particular cities, not every city. If God calls you into the ministry and you go to the wrong city, you will never see the manifestation of God. He said, but if you go to the right city where I have made a rendezvous with you, he said, when you go, I'll be waiting for you there. He said, I go, I will manifest myself to you in that city where he himself will appear. So when it comes to business, when it comes to marriage, when it comes to ministry, there is a place where God has made a rendezvous with men. When you find yourself in that place, God will bless you. It's a good place to put your hands together for Jesus.
Thanks for joining us. Tune in tomorrow for the continuation of this message.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
It says, my daughter's monthly menstrual flow has been restored. Dear pastor, my daughter stopped having her monthly menstrual flow for 3 good years. We prayed, we sought medical assistance, but nothing happened. Then I came to you for prayer.
To the glory of God, after that, she now has her menses. I want to give God the glory.
Christmas is a season of joy, love, and giving. Celebrate this Christmas season by giving your family and friends a gift that will last a lifetime. Uplift them and equip them to face the coming year with faith, hope, and joy. Do it in a special way with these wonderful books by Kakrabaden. The invitation will help them discover their earthly and spiritual assignment. Cryptocurrency will put money in their pockets, and energy drink will recharge their whole being with the power of God's word. For a limited time only, grab all 3 books for 120 CDs or 2 for 90 with free delivery within all 16 regional capitals in Ghana, plus a free full-length audio message of your choice. For our international customers, we've got you covered. Get all 3 books for $30 or 2 for $18.99 with free delivery, plus a free full-length audio message of your choice. Still for this festive season, buy any 3 or more full-length audio messages and get up to 20% off your purchase with instant delivery to your mobile devices. Each audio message will come with a special Christmas prayer by Kakrabaden for your loved ones. Order by email at info@kakrabaden.org. Order on WhatsApp by sending promo to +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. Or feel free to call us on +233 24921 7272. That's +233 24921 7272. Don't wait. Take advantage of this awesome offer and get your gifts delivered just in time for Christmas. This offer is valid from the 1st to the 22nd of December 2023. Remember, terms and conditions apply. Make this Christmas truly special with Kakrabaden. Wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, Seek Counseling, Ask for Prayer, order today's full-length message or order books through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT.